for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Thursday evening, November the 23rd, 2007. Bill Smith is the speaker of the evening, teaching on the throne zone.
Thou hast not come to fill thine own agenda, saith thy God. But yea, I have brought thee here to bring change about thee and within thee and through thee. Yea, this is my appointment, saith thy God. And yea, wilt thou apply thyself and rely upon me. And in doing so, thou shalt go home another way. And thou shalt bring joy into the camp, even if thou to return thy own direction. But this is the day that I'm calling thee out from among thyself. And yea, alone from thine own encumberment. And yea, follow thy heart after me, saith thy God. And thou wilt find the destination that I've marked out for thee. Thy God.
Thank you.
It's certainly a privilege to be here, and I've enjoyed coming here. And a lot of times I'm not able to get to come because, you know, when you're ministering elsewhere in the States and in a mission program that we have, plus trying to pastor, we have a pretty full schedule, but I am so grateful to be here, to be with you. And folks, I've been walking with the Lord for a long time, but God is doing some things in our life that we've never been before. We're coming into an order of the Spirit that we've never been before. I got ready to leave here. The last time I was here on a Saturday morning, Brother Humbard, I saw him a while ago. Yes. That man looked up to me with tears and says, Bill, you have fed me today. One of the greatest preachers in this land. And it's an honor when one like that, he don't have to lie, he wasn't lying, you know. It just was God. We're coming to a place in God now that we're crying out, we want to see Jesus. I want to see Him high and lifted up in His train filling the temple today, and I'm talking about this temple. So there's been some things taking place in our life that we haven't seen in years gone by. So my heart's cry is, God, help me be in position that you can do whatever you need to do. I've been crying out, God, you bring me to the place that you can do whatever you need to do through me, and that you can trust me with what you're going to do. Because I want no glory for myself. I want not a name or anything like that. I want to see Jesus in His body glorified in this earth. Now, I want you to go with me into Revelation chapter 4. While you're getting to that place, I want to quote you the verse 21 in the third chapter. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sit down with my Father in His throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I want everybody to say tonight, we're in the throne zone. Verse 1, chapter 4. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open. John chapter 10, verse 9, the Bible said that Jesus is the door.
Revelation, Isaiah chapter 22, said there's a door open and no man can shut, and shut and no man can open. What I'm seeing today is that Jesus Christ, our Lord, being released into the body of Christ. Not only that, but see the power of His Christ, head and body in operation within the body of Christ. Because it's time that we see the power of the Christ. Who is the Christ? The anointed of God. That's what the Bible said, the anointed of God. So, notice what it said. And I heard as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, I don't care how far you've been in God, how far you've got and everything, I still hear the cry of God in my life saying, come up hither. Amen. Hallelujah to God that He's telling me to come up hither into a dimension in Him that He can release Himself within. I am experiencing things today that I haven't experienced in 40 years of ministry. While I'm standing behind the pulpit ministering the Word of the Lord, there's such anointing. At the mission on Saturday night, they're falling on their face down in the floor. Nobody's touching them and nobody's doing anything. But it's the release of the power of Christ into that body. Hallelujah to God, that the anointing of God is destroying the yokes. Hallelujah. We've been here a long time, Sister Jerry, and I believe that it's time that we, as the people of God, that we begin to show what's going on. Amen. Now, we're in the throne zone. Now, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately, now this is something I've heard people say, what did you pray through? Yeah, most of the time they prayed till they got through. But I want you to know now we're walking into a realm of the Spirit, Brother Glenn, that immediately we begin to move into the Spirit. When I first had this to happen while I was ministering in Mexico in one of our churches, a lady was going around, was just in a terrible shape like this here, and her head was down. All of a sudden, she broke out of that congregation in there and started running down to where that I was at and said, Mika Vesa, my head. And God had given her a healing and nobody touched her because it was the release of the power of Christ into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. This is what God is talking to my heart about. So it's in the throne zone. And when I was there, immediately I was in the Spirit. And then what happened? And behold, a throne was set up in heaven. And one that sat upon the throne. Verse 3. And when he sat up there, he looked like unto a jasper, a sardine stone. Now, I hope you know that there's four rows of these stones in the high priest's garment. Four rows. And the first one was the stone of Benjamin. The word Benjamin means, behold a son. Then there's another one that says Sardis. That's the last one. The first and the last. And the last one was, the first one was Benjamin and the last one was who? Come on, tell me who the last son was. Benjamin. Now, when Benjamin was being born, Mama said this is, she was hard labor in bringing forth that son. Brother and sister, today it's no picnic to walk in the kingdom of God in the earth today with this religious system. But this religious system don't bother me no more, Jerry, because she's becoming dog food. Because I ministered out here one time, Jezebel became dog food.
That's right.
Now, isn't that what the Bible said? Right. All right. So now, here is the son. But Mama said no. Benjamin, hard labor. It's the son of my sorrow. No, but Daddy said, no, this is the son of my right hand. I'm here to tell you today that God's bringing forth a people in this earth today that's going to be the right hand of God, that's going to deliver groaning and travailing creation. They will be set free. Hallelujah. Now, behold a son. son of sorrow. Daddy said, no. Now, how is it you pronounce it? Jastrick Park? Is that what? Jurassic Park? It's kind of hard for me, but, you know, I'm kind of all mixed up in my race. I'm Duke's mixture, I guess you'd say. But notice something. A lot of people is looking at this, and they're calling it a lot of other things. But I want you to know, now, jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow. How many's ever seen a rainbow? Rainbow is a sevenfold witness that God will produce what He said He would do. Come on, is that correct? Now, so when you told me you saw a rainbow, I've seen rainbows go from ground to ground, to earth. Is that the way you saw it? But we got a problem. This one here, the Bible said, it's circling around the throne. God says, I will not do nothing less than what I promised. I promised that it would never be destroyed with water, and it will not. A sevenfold witness that God will keep His word. All right? So now, rainbow from earth to earth. Now, why, Sister Jerry, can't we see the rest of the rainbow? The earth has blocked it off. Why haven't we been seeing God do what He's going to do in His body? It's been the earth. It's been the Adamic race. It's been the Adamic nature. But God's removing that Adamic nature out of all of us. And we're going to see that rainbow that's encircling the throne. Because it's not going to be earth to earth no more. Because God's bringing us into the realm of the Spirit. Earth to earth. Now, so, still God doing all these things, He used sonship. The kingdom, Benjamin, Reuben, the two stones. All right? Now, let's go on down a little further. Rainbow around about the throne. In sight like unto an emerald. Around about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. Now, God is wanting to bring this about within you and I. All right? And notice over in verse 5, and out of the throne proceedeth lightnings, thundering, voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now, I want to know, where is this lightning and all this? And, oh, that's a bunch of conglomeration going on. No, it is not. Who is in the throne? You said a while ago you were in the throne zone with me. All these lightning and everything is the overcomer that's coming because the Bible said He was a consuming fire. And the Bible said that He was in the last days, how that He was going to take. And man shall be made what now? A flame of fire, angel spirits, and a minister of flame of fire. Now, and this is coming out of the throne room. It's ministry from God in this throne room because you said a while ago you was in the throne zone with us. This is coming out of the throne. Well, we hear a lot of people painting a lot of pictures and faces and so on and on and on. But I'm going to tell you something. God is saying today, behold, a son. You said, well, Benjamin, his pedigree was fine. He said, the other one wasn't. Well, he didn't finish well. But I want to tell you something. God's raising up a people today in this earth that's going to finish well. Hallelujah. Every one of us, we know about people who they started out well. And they did well. And then they soon fell out. But I'm here to tell you today that God's raising up a people that's going to finish well. Hallelujah to God. Now, so you all agree with me that Jesus Christ is the head of the body. Is that right? And then Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23 said, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 30 said, we're bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh.
Okay, now, let's notice something here. Here we are. We're bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, and now we have overcome. We've been in the throne zone, and now we're in the throne with Him. Hallelujah to God. How many wants to be an overcomer and sit in the throne with God, in that rulership with God? That's what I'm crying out now. And so you said, I don't quite understand. Let me read it again. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now, did Isaiah prophesy to us about the seven spirits of God in Isaiah 11? He certainly did, didn't he? All right, but now, here is, what is seven? Seven is a number of spiritual perfection. And this is where God's bringing us today, folks. I want you to know where that we've rumbled around and everything now. We're seeing the power of His Christ coming forth in the body today. Hallelujah. And we've been groaning up to these years. Sister and brothers, tonight we've groaned and groaned and travailed because of where we're in the position where we're at. But now we're seeing the power of God's Word, head and body, the power, the Christ I hear, not only the Christ, but the power of His Christ. Now, let's notice as we go a little further here in this. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and around about the throne, were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. Now, that's the old King James translation. Most of your Bibles will say, the beast will say, four living creatures. That Bible right there, mine says that. But the old, a man that used to be here in this place every time that there was a meeting, he got crossed up and everything, so he left from us. So then his wife was interpreting for me one time in Mexico, and so he jumps all over me and he said, you just smoked the brain of my wife tonight, using that old King James Version. I said, I thought you knew that Paul preached out of that one. Huh? I'm here to tell you, I want to know what God is saying. In your Amplified, the New King James Version, all of them calls the beast or four living creatures. In the book of Ezekiel, talking of the same event, says four living creatures. But this is the ministry of the four living creatures that's in the throne room. Hallelujah to our God. And I want you to know how many, let me take you to another place in the Bible. Revelations 19. Praise the name of our God. All right. Now, sorry. Wrong one. All right. Verse 8 of chapter 17. And the beast that thou sawest was as and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell in the earth shall wonder, whose names were written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Now, I want to get the other one. Okay. Verse 12, chapter 20. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. Now, if you will receive it tonight, God will let these earthen vessels, that the Word become flesh in these earthen vessels. Hallelujah. When I was going down in a boating accident, after 5.5 hours in the water on December the 18th, the enemy jumps up where he always reports for duty. Don't give him a job. Keep him unemployed. He'll always report for a job. So, how many knows in December it's kind of cool? Especially if you're in a big old lake for 5.5 hours. And so, my legs was turning blue from the cold. And so I rubbed my own hands on my own legs and I said, God, strengthen my legs and take the cold out of them. Hallelujah. So, guess what? All of a sudden, I said, somebody is going to come and get us. So I would pull off my white undershirt and I stuck it in the air. And when you do this in Mexico, that means you're in dire need. Nobody came. We hear something, we think it could be a boat, but they all left the boat on account of a storm. And we were trying to get out, but we didn't make it.
But you know what? Thank God I know more Spanish than I did then. Norman was down in the water, and so I finally was screaming. And so my grandson looked up at me and he says, "Papa, we're going to die, aren't we?" I said, "No, we're not going to die in Jesus' name. We're getting out of here. We're getting out of here." So we got Dwayne. He's my grandson's friend. He said, Brother Bill, we're going to die. And my daddy corrected me the other day, and when he walked out of the room, I cussed him. I don't want to die and go to hell. And here's it. And he said, "We're going to die." And I said, "No, in Jesus' name, we're getting out of here." Amen. So, after a while, I thought, I think I hear a boat. I believe that my God created a boat. I refuse to limit God. And all of a sudden, I begin to scream louder and louder. Here they come. The boat come in and they picked us up. And I told him, I said, "Señor, my wife is in the woods with a man." It was in the trees. That's all I knew what to say. So anyway, we went and gone. But you know what? All the time when I was going down for the last time, the devil said, "You'll never live to see what you've been preaching come into formation." But I'm here to tell you tonight, it's coming into formation because God said it would, and it is. Hallelujah to God. It's time that we see the power of His Christ in this body today. Hallelujah. We're nobody's poor kinfolk just drifting along. We're on a commission. We will turn this world upside down again for Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Now, notice, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged. I want to know, how many is alive in here? Raise your hand. Now I want to tell you, we are the book of life. Here the other day, I was in Padilla, Mexico. And this man come up, he's an American, strutting up there like this, and he said, "I hear that you're the greatest preacher that's come to Mexico." I said, "That's a lie." Then he looked at me again, he said, I didn't buy that too good. He looked at me again and he said, "I understand you sure do love God." I said, "You got it right. You got it right." Brother and sister, don't you think that it's time we've been around here long enough that we need to see the manifestation of the Christ in the body of Christ? We need to see the release. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. So, another book. I'm saying now, God, open me up. Open me up. Last Saturday night on the mission, Angie Grauke is here. She knows about it. She's been down to her. Bobby went with me one time. This is what I'm experiencing. They get up there to make altar calls. And they said, "I've heard that before." But you know what? They don't know what to do when you begin to minister the word of the Lord. And they crawl out of their seat and fall down on the floor and begin to repent and said, "I can't make it no longer where I'm at. Would you pray for me? I need deliverance now." Listen, folks, this is why deliverance is in this camp. It's so necessary to get you in position that you can be filled with all of the fullness of God. God's not rationing nothing to any of us. It's time that you and I to be filled with the fullness of God. Now, so let's go on a little further. Go with me into another scripture. All right? Go with me to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10. You know, we were talking before service tonight to a precious young couple with some children. There's some problems, but we told them, we said, "You're in the right place. You're in the right place to get delivered. Since I came to this place in 1979, it's brought us a long ways. Sister Jerry, I know what it is now to take them babies when they're born in my arm and rebuke the hereditary curses off from them. Break all the things off from them.
You said, why do you do that? Because I want them to be set free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want them to be set free, free to love God and to follow after the heart of God. Now, every last one of us know that there's nothing wrong with our God, don't we? Now, verse 10, chapter 12. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God. We're not through. And the power of His Christ. How many in here, Brother Glenn, is anointed of God? Come on. We all received it from the Lord. Brother Glenn said, the wild man's going to preach tonight. It's all right. They told me in New York, said, you're just like a Texas hurricane. I said, I don't even leave nothing standing that's not right with God. I don't aim to leave anything, and we ain't playing games. Hallelujah. We're not going to be pushing over nobody or anything like that. We're going to see them set free, and we're going to see God high and lifted up and His train filling the temple. Hallelujah. And listen, folks, how many knows we're overdue? We're way overdue. Sister Bernadine, it's time that we see the power of His Christ in operation in the body. And that's us's. That's, as Brother Glenn talked about grammar, that's good grammar. Us's. I want to see God ruling and reigning in His body. Did you know the Bible said that we are the fullness of Him that filleth all in all? Did you know the Bible said if the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell, then you shall quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you? Hallelujah. But everybody will go around and say, yeah, I'm bone of His bone. Bone of bone is inwardly. Flesh of His flesh, outwardly. Let me tell you something. It's time. I am overdue. You are overdue. It's time that we see the power of His Christ in the body today coming forth. Now, let's go on a little further in this. All right? And let's read this again. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ, or the power of His anointing. Does your Bible say that because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed? Now, one time, it says also that by His yoke, you know, it was broken. But I've always looked at something, if it was broken, it's possible it could be put back together. But if it's destroyed, there's nothing to put together. Hallelujah! That's why I don't play games with the devil. I've seen Brother Glenn have them down here at the altar, and they've been here before, and Glenn would get on their case. Hallelujah. Because it's time that we get delivered and we walk with God in this earth. This hallelujah being a representative of the Word of God and the Word of God dwelling within us. Now, out of the throne came lightning, thunders. Now, how many today are you satisfied with just status quo? In the last 5 years, I've seen more showmanship on TV than I've ever seen in my life. Showmanship. You know why showmanship? Because there's no anointing. There's nothing to break the yokes and to destroy the yokes, and so then they got to be a showman. So I try to sell it to you at least. But brother and sister today, I know that Revelation chapter 14 verse 1 said that there's a lamb. And then it says there's 144,000 there. What is that, sister and brother, tonight? That is 144,000 lambs too, hallelujah to God, that's following the lamb whithersoever He goeth. And that's what we're after tonight, to follow after the very heart of God to fulfill the will of God in our bodies. Hallelujah. But you know, a lot of people don't care too much for that. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, said he that is holy It is true. He that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. You know, there was a joke traveling with me and Brother Jack Harris and Brother Billy Schaffner. There was a young lady in our church named was Carla Paul. She told Brother Billy Schaffner, she said, "Brother Billy, I want you to straighten out Brother Bill and Brother Jack Harris while you're out." We came back home. She said, "Did you get them straight?" He said, "No, they won me over. They won me over." Brother and sister, today, we're not willing to give up. And we're not going to give up until we see His glory. The Bible said in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, that the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the water covereth the sea. Numbers chapter 14, verse 21, and God said to Moses, "As truly as I live, the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord as the water covereth the sea." Hallelujah. But how is He going to do that? "Well, I'm just going to sleep and sleep by and by. It's going to happen." Listen, that's no worse than what we came from. One of these days it's going to happen. You know, the big boom. We're no further along than that. I'm here to tell you today, it's happening every day. God is changing us. He's bringing us into His likeness and into His image, that we will do His work in this earth, because He's empowering us to do so. Is this too heavy? Hallelujah. You know, I'm not interested in what's been going on all of these years. I'm interested where we're at right now. Because listen, I'm believing God that we're going to see change because we're walking in the throne zone tonight. Hallelujah. In the throne zone. All right? Now, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. And the Bible says, for our God is a consuming fire. You know, we have a fireplace at home. I carry that wood in my arms most of the time. But you know what? We carry it out in a bucket. Pick it up with a shovel thing. Put it in the bucket and carry it out. God is burning everything because He's given us beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. When God gets through with us, there'll be nothing for us to brag about. Because Jesus came to the place, He said, "Why callest thou me good? There's only one, and that's the Father." Hallelujah. And you know, this is where I'm looking for today, that every last one of us will come through this place in God and walk in this order that God's called us for. Now, I think of the stones, the stone of Benjamin and the stone, the other, the Sardis and the both of them. Did you know they were burning, shining stones? And you know something? Many of us today, does Peter say that ye are lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy habitation of God? But you know what? We've sat around and said, "Well, we can't do anything. We can't do anything." Like Norma said the other day, she said, "What was that? What did they say?" I said, "Well, it didn't line up with words, so they didn't say nothing. Didn't say nothing."
That's right.
So Tom Rogers said to me the other day from our church, by the way, he's battling Alzheimer's. He said, "Pastor, we can't have everybody that walks in the Word like you do." I said, "Did you see where that God was a respected person?" Romans chapter 2, verse 11 says, "God is no respected person." Brother and sister, I believe that God's called every one of us out to walk in this throne zone. I believe that God has called us and placed us in there and gave us this authority. And this is why we see the ministry coming out of the lightning. You can say, "Well, this is this and that. But brother and sister, they overcame and they sit with Him in His throne. And they're ministering out of the throne. Hallelujah. And don't you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. it's working for us. It's working for us at home. Glenn's been there a lot of times. If he didn't come, I'd have to come down here and get somebody whooping. But I want to tell you something, folks. God is raising up the power of His Christ in His body today. Head, Jesus Christ is the head, is that right? Of the body. But He's raising up the power of His Christ, which is us. That's good grammar. That's Texas. Are you still in the throne zone? Hallelujah. We're going away from this meeting. We're going to be changed, aren't we? We're going to walk into a higher order, higher realm of the Spirit. Because to Him that overcometh, will I grant to Him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, sit down with my Father in His throne. Hallelujah. So that's the cry of my being today, to be in joint seating with our Lord in the throne. Now we all know that, you know, as He is, so are we in this present age, a cosmo arrangement or world. Remember the Bible, John chapter 3:19? Okay, but here's the thing again. When we begin to see God drawing us unto Himself, we were saying, well, they said, I'm just like God. No, if you get to thinking that, He can take care of that real easy. He can get you sitting on a newspaper holding your feet off. If you go around hollering that you're something, He's everything. He's all. He's all in all and in all and through all, above all, before all. Without Him, not anything made that was made, and in Him all things consist. That's my Lord, and I'm in the throne room with Him. Glenn said I could say amen, and y'all would stand with me. Lord, tonight as we come boldly into Your presence, Lord, we thank You for Your precious Word, for what You're doing today. God, we speak unto every incurable disease that's here tonight. Lord, high blood pressure, Lord, heart problems, Lord, cancer, everything, we speak against it tonight, Lord, that the Word of life will drive out every disorder amongst this body that's here tonight. And God, You know, we know by Your stripes we were healed. And God, we know the place in You that You can keep us from being sick, Lord. And God, we give You praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 6 o'clock prayer meeting in the morning.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.